Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I'm Tress Collins here with Mr. Gary Alexander. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing great.
Are you ready to unravel the mystery of mortgages?
Yes, I am. Although they're still a mystery to me sometimes.
So many components.
So many changes.
Yeah.
You know, mortgage is like a snowflake. None of them are the same.
Yeah. That's probably true. Probably true. So how was your week?
My week was great. Locked a lot of loans this week. I can't believe the rates, how they have come down so much from, I mean, in the fall when they were, you know, pushing the fives and over the fives for cash out. You know, it was, you know, like I said, I didn't think they would come down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm seeing government rates in the, you know, mid threes, you know, again. So that's, you know, that's what's really exciting. So if you bought that home last year and got a 5%, 4.75% FHA rate, you know, you're looking at being able to easily get rates in the mid to high threes.
Wow. So are you finding that even though they've come down, do you think that they've kind of leveled off a little, or do you find that they're still dropping?
No, I mean, you know, they seem to be the same. You know, they've been for the last couple of weeks. You know, haven't seen a whole lot of change in interest rates and stuff. So, you know, I'm a refinance guy. Pretty much have been a refinance guy since I got in the business in 2002. Because that was, you know, the funny thing is when I got into the business, that was right when interest rates were in the sevens and they dropped to the sixes, and everybody was so excited, and the refinance boom was like crazy, you know.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, 1% is kind of a big deal in the long haul of things.
Well, no, I mean, 8 o'clock, I mean, 8%, 8.5%, and people been able to get six, and you know, it was just coming out of the woodwork.
Wow.
And people you know, doing cash outs, and cash outs was new in Texas back then, so and that's one of the reasons Texas Lending started. Just to give you a little deal, Kevin was a chemical engineer, and some of his buddies said, "Hey, we're going to go down to Texas. They just passed the home equity law to where you could get money out of your house. Before 1998, that didn't exist."
Wow!
So there was a huge boom for, you know, that kind of business. And, you know, so that's how
he got in on it. Huh?
He got in on it. And, I remember him. That was 2001 is when the Texas Lending started. But he had come in 98 and was working for some other businesses, other home loan places. And, you know, he started TexasLending.com basically with his credit card.
Dang.
And about $70,000 in credit card debt that he had. And you know, got the business started, and you know, look where we are today. You know,
right,
one of the top lending companies in the state of Texas,
and still doing cashback refinances.
Yes, yes, that's a strong part of our business.
Yeah, and you know, summer literally upon us, and school getting out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do a cashback refinance. There's all, you know, summer's here. You can put in the pool you've been wanting. You can pay off some bills, maybe go on a family vacation. I mean,
yeah,
all sorts of stuff.
Student loans for next year. Getting a few calls for that. Saying,
you got a graduate.
Hey, I've got a graduate of high school. Not too sure how we're going to pay for this. Got a lot of equity in my home. you know, what can you do for me there in that situation? So, you know,
yeah,
that's when you call 972-387-4600.
Yes, and you have questions about a cashback refinance, or maybe you're just, you know, looking to buy your home. Maybe you're a first-time home buyer, or maybe you're a second or third-time home buyer, or maybe you're looking for an investment property, and you have a question about that. Send us your text message at 877-881-1053. And we'll do the best we can to answer. Or Gary will.
Well, no, I think you've learned a lot in the last few years.
I have.
Being in the business. So, I mean, like I said, I started off last week talking about this because this seems to be a very popular thing. Is people say, well, I don't know if I could save that much off my mortgage. You know, but the thing is, you can get rid of maybe some of that mortgage insurance because of the equity going up in your home. I talked to a guy this week that... he bought his house on an FHA loan at 5.25%, and he called in and, you know, has an FHA loan. And so we talked for a little while, and I was like, I don't know, you know, if that could really help or not. You know, I wasn't even kind of thinking. Put the numbers together, and wow, he was saving $250 a month. You know, just after a year of being in the, you know, in the mortgage business, you know, he misses a payment, uh-huh. He gets his escrow back too, so that's kind of like a cash infusion, you know, cash out for people that don't have enough equity in their home to get an actual cash out.
Right.
And this time of year, you're getting back 8 or 9 months of your escrow, because we take up a new escrow account. So it kind of works out to be a little cash infusion. You know, he misses a payment, gets his escrow account back, and then when he resumes his payment, it was $250 less.
It's like bonus.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. Let's do it if it makes sense. That's what I always say.
Sure.
I mean, a lot of times it doesn't make sense. I had another guy call in. He said, hey... one of my buddies did a no closing cost loan at Texas Lending a few years back. And then I said, well, you have to realize a no closing cost loan means, you're not going to pay any cost, but it's going to be paid in maybe a little bit higher rate. But if you have a higher rate, you know, you could cut down. So I've seen this happen. It happened with my brother-in-law. What we did was he would get he got a jumbo loan, built his house, and I think, you know, with the first interest rate he got was 5.5%, and then, you know, it dropped down. He says, "All right, well, what are the rates right now? Can I do a no closing cost loan at 5%?" I go, "Yeah, we can do it." Yeah. 2 or 3 years later, he goes, "Can we do one at 4.5%? I go, "No closing costs." I go, "Yeah, well, there is closing costs."
Right.
That's the thing. People, there is a processing and underwriting fee. There is title. Third-party fees are going to be the same anywhere on your mortgages. So the thing that you look at is how much cost it is, you know, total, you know, if you escrow, if you don't escrow, things like that for no closing costs. Because they have to be built into the loan. But you can just take a higher rate to pay the premium pays for the actual closing cost. And a lot of times we do that on purchase, too. So that's another thing is when you want to have lower closing costs at a purchase. And back in the day, you had people that would, you know, pay closing costs. You don't see that a whole lot anymore. But, you know, you could take a higher rate, maybe a 0.25% of rate and stuff, and save $5,000 on your cost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's something that, you know, like, give us a call, you know, up here. We have our purchase team. They're working hard today to make sure they get your purchases approved. And, you know, that's a big deal because that's you basically have your buying power in your hand. A realtor won't even go out with you unless you have a pre-approval nowadays.
Right. Well, because you might just be wasting not only their time but your own time
right. If
it doesn't pan out when you're ready to buy the home. But yes, give us a call. We have loan officers here, 972-387-4600. The call is free, absolutely free. And all they want to do is get some information from you, maybe crunch some numbers
right.
And see where you're at. You know,
exactly.
See what's viable for you. Yeah.
I always say it doesn't cost anything to talk to somebody, you know. And the way that we work here, it's makes sense, you know. If you're doing a purchase, getting approved makes sense.
Yes.
And it gives you a sound mind. You can get out. You could get out today and actually look at houses because it's going to be wet and rainy. So.
And that's what people like to do on wet, rainy days, Gary.
I like to stay in bed.
I do too. And I thought about that this morning.
When that clock went at 6 o'clock, went ding, 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 I go, kind of looked over there and I said, oh, my gosh.
Right.
Why did I sign up for this?
Remember that old Dunkin' Donuts commercial? It was like, oh, time to make the donuts. I think about that when my alarm goes off on Saturday morning. Sometimes.
Yeah. No, I always think about that. That's a old Dunkin' Donut ad that I always like to say that. When I'm coming out of the elevator, people look at me and I say, time to make the donuts.
I know, right? Because, it's just there in our minds. Thank you, advertising.
Yeah. So. Well, Dunkin' Donuts, said they were always open 24/7. So
they sure are.
Always time to make the donuts, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, that we don't do donuts. We already have texts. Questions coming in, get yours in, 877-881-1053. But, you know, a little off topic here. How was Mother's Day? I mean, I know your wife's not your mom, but you have
that's what I always said.
And you have a plethora of kids.
She used to always hate that when I said, well, she's not my mom.
Chip, my husband says the same thing to me. Because my son actually sent my husband a text saying, so what's the plan for Mother's Day? And he texted him back saying, I'm responsible for her birthday, our anniversary, and Christmas. You're responsible for Mother's Day. My son texted back going, darn, you're right.
Well, what we did is we got on the DART train. We got Izzy. That's my wife.
Your wife.
And we got the kids and the grandkids, and we all took a little train down and had Mother's Day brunch in a downtown. I won't say the restaurant, but it was very nice.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. I got stuck with the bill somehow, but...
it's funny how that happens.
Yeah. It goes back to that, she's not my mother, you know?
Oh, I know. Last year, my kids took me out for Mother's Day, and I got stuck with the bill.
Now that's bad.
Granted, they're all in college, but, you know, it's like,
we had the Father's Day. We have the Father's Day open. I always think that's really weird that me and my boys play golf on Father's Day. And I was trying to figure out how I got stuck with that bill last year. You know?
Yeah, I know.
None of them steps up with their credit card to pay, and I'm just kind of left there going, I guess I got it all.
Yep. So, yeah. And, you know, my kids, they really didn't take me out this year, which was fine, but they all stopped by, and that was just well worth it to me, just to see them, you know, sit down, have a chat, catch up a little bit, so... I was still blessed. And I didn't have to pay for anything. So that was even better.
That was even better. Yeah.
So, oh my goodness. Y'all keep the text messages coming in, 877-881-1053. We hope you had a great Mother's Day with you and your family. Maybe you and your wife or you and your mom have some mortgage things you want to talk about, interested in doing a cash back refinance, or maybe just buying a house. Maybe you want to buy your mom a house. Maybe your mom wants to buy you a house. That happens. Give us a call, 972-387-4600, just to chat. Crunch some numbers, find out where you're at, what it takes, where you need to go. Maybe you're ready and you don't even know it.
Yes,
so,
I had that happen yesterday. I had a doctor's appointment and I was talking to the gal at the desk, and I said, hey, you know, if you need a mortgage, that's what I do. I gave her my card, and she goes, oh, I do, but we don't have 20% down for a down payment.
There it is.
And I go, I looked at her, and I go, okay. I go, well, how about 3% down? You can buy a house with 3% down? Yes, you can. And her day was like made.
Yeah, because people, you know, they just don't know. Yeah. So that's why we're here, to help you be in the know. So we're going to start answering some of your text questions when we come back right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
We're back.
Oh, wow. You scared me, Gary. But we are back.
I always think of Joe Pesci in the movie with what's the guy's name? Danny Glover and
Oh, right.
And the second show, and then he hooks up with him, and he goes, we're back.
Well, you nailed that. Scared me in the process, but hey, it was fun. So welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. Gary Alexander, are you ready to try to answer some questions?
Sure.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Rolling them out. Can I do a refinance on a property I have in another state?
Yes. Is it a rental property or a second home? There's a chance that we don't handle that. But you can always refinance a property in another state. It's your property. There's no state boundaries for mm-hmm. refinancing a property. So
could they do it through Texas Lending? Do you know?
Depending on the state. We have some loan officers are licensed in different states, but I think that they are like the border states, like Oklahoma,
New Mexico, Arkansas,
Louisiana, Arkansas.
Okay, all right.
And that kind of a thing there. But, yeah, just give us some more information or give us a call up here at the office, 972-387-4600. They can answer those questions for you. Their refinance team guys are here, three of them.
And score.
Score, yeah. Score for you. Hardest working loan officers work on Saturday, I tell you.
That's true.
They give up a part of their day, of their weekend to mm-hmm. come in and work.
It's dedication.
It is dedication.
That's what it is. All right, you ready for the next one?
Sure.
Is it worrisome if the county appraised value of your house goes down? I know more people are worried about higher value due to taxes, but is it a bad sign?
Wow, I would need more specifics. That's an interesting question. I haven't really seen that or heard that. I mean, it seems like the house appraisals are going up. I would have to have more, you know, an idea of the city or whatever mm-hmm. to see what maybe the total market is doing in that area. That would be the only thing I could tell you on something like that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, I think it would be concerning for some reason. There's got to be a reason for it, though. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what it is because, like I said, unless I knew the property or...
I know in the past I've gotten notices from our district appraisal place saying that the value of my house went down, but I think I didn't stress out too much about it because I was like, oh, well, good, my taxes will go down some. So,
yeah, exactly. The thing is, and that seems to be a lot of concern too, is people, when they get an appraisal, they go, well, the county's not going to get a hold of this appraisal, are they? No. No, this appraisal is only to this transaction. The city or the government, you know, a lot of people don't realize that they don't have access to that appraisal. So when you have people that, you know, they get an appraisal on their house and it comes in higher than what their tax value is, they always go, oh, is the county going to get a hold of this? And they go, no. They're not.
Yeah.
They have their own people that assess the value of the property.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for the next one?
Sure.
How many investment properties can a person buy for rental or sale?
You mean through mortgages? I actually had a guy that had over 100 properties once, and you talk about a pain because you have to list them all on the REO of the application. Not all of them had mortgages, but and there is a strict number. I'd have to look it up for you of how many mortgages you can have on how many properties. But this guy owned a bunch of houses. But, you know, like I said, he didn't have a lot of mortgages mm-hmm. on them. I think he was less than 10. I think he had eight houses that were mortgaged, and he was wanting to buy another one.
He's the guy you don't want to play Monopoly with because he puts all the houses on and all the hotels on.
Yeah, exactly. And, I thought that was the craziest thing. But you know, I wanted to make sure that he really wanted to go through with this before I typed in 100 different properties into the application, you know.
Well, how does that affect his application? I mean, do they look that as like debt
to
income?
Well, they have to look at his tax returns.
Okay? Oh, okay.
And the tax returns are going to list how much money he's made, how much he writes off on those houses. But, I mean, you know, when you have like 100 of them, you can't – You know, it was a he had a sizable income. That, you know, he could
I would say so.
He couldn't hide it. You know, it was just a lot. It was a lot. But I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people. You see this stuff on TV. You know, you could buy a house without the without using your credit and things like that. And basically, what that is these guys are basically advertising their hard money loans. They want you to do the work, the hard work of finding the property, and then, you know, then they provide the financing and they make the 13% or 14% off the money. And yeah, that's how it works.
Seems a little shady. I mean, to some degree, it's like, here, I'm gonna let you do all the work, but I'll take all the money for your effort.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
Well, not a fan of that.
You find the property, you know, you could do it that way. So
what do you think? We have a couple. Oh, we have more texts coming in. But what do you think is perhaps the greatest obstacle in somebody doing a cashback refinance? I mean, maybe something that you see often.
Well, it's always the appraisal.
Really?
You know, that's what people, because when you take a call for a Texas cash out refinance, first of all, the first thing you ask is, well, what do you think the value of the property is? Mm-hmm. Now, we have no idea of knowing exactly what the value of the property is. We don't know the condition or anything, but, you know, we usually go off what they say.
Sure.
Right. Hey, it's worth $310,000. You know, but at this time of the year, they say, well, the tax value on it's $268,000. Well, you kind of can go and say, well, if the tax value is $268,000, it's going to at least be worth $290,000 in real life, because the tax values are still lagging behind.
Okay.
Because they can only raise them up so much a year.
Uh-huh.
And of course, they are going up every year. So then that's why you see all these escrow shortages too. But that's the first thing you got to say. Well, then, how much do you owe? Well, I owe $190,000. Okay. Well, if the value is $300,000, let's say, you can go to 80% of the value. And so $240,000 is your max loan amount. Yeah. You know, if that's what the appraisal is. So but that's kind of how it goes.
But it's all dependent on the appraisal.
Right. It's all depending on the appraisal. So the numbers that we send out on your disclosures, basically, it's just for compliance reasons, because we don't know, you know, exactly what it's going to look like until we actually get that appraisal. Mm-hmm. Now, then they underwrite your loan, they underwrite your income at the numbers that we provide to start with, and then we wait for the appraisal to come in. And then the appraisal comes in, then that's where we really finalize the numbers, because sometimes it's better.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's worse. I had a couple this week that were worse, but still, they were good enough to accomplish what they were wanting to do.
Oh, that's good.
Now, another thing is people need to know that when you're doing a cashback refinance, loan to value makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a lot of equity and you know you're doing a 65% loan to value or something like that, that makes your loan a lot better when it comes to interest rates and things.
Oh.
Yeah. Texas cash out, a lot of people don't know that, you know, Texas cash out rates, when we quote those rates are about a half point higher than your rate and term refinance rates or your purchase refinance rates.
Hmm.
And the reason why, and a lot of times nobody knows the answer, but I know the answer. The answer is because now that loan has to go through a foreclosure process through the court if it becomes an equity loan. All right.
Oh.
So that means you can't be foreclosed on the courthouse steps like you can be with a regular purchase loan lien or a rate and term refinance lien. So,
ah.
Yeah. So, you know, a few years back they made a law that said, hey, after you do a cash out, you can go back to a rate and term refinance, which was really plus, because then that way they can get a lot lower rates. And that's another thing out there. You got to say that if you had a cash out rate at 5.875 a year ago and you don't need any more money, you can come back in and do a rate and term refinance and get your mortgage back down into that 4.25 area. You know?
So let's say you did a cash back refinance and now you want to do a rate and term. Do you still have to wait that year before you can do it?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And I thought at first that you wouldn't have to do that. I thought maybe you could come back and do it. But recently my son had done one, and he was asking me, hey, Dad, can we go back and do that now? And, you know, it was like back in October when he did it. I said, I don't think so. I think you have to wait a year. But, yeah, no, I was right. You do still have to wait a year.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, definitely. But like I said, the things that you talk about at first and you sign disclosures, a lot of times people say, well, my income's off by $10 on this disclosure. I go, well, this isn't your final paperwork. All this is for compliance reasons. You know, mm-hmm. The numbers are going to change when we get the actual appraisal. Unless it comes in on the nose, you know, and it never comes in on the nose. But
really?
Yeah, they have to kind of adjust it one way. They can leave the loan amount the same, just depending on the equity. But mm-hmm. like I said, Texas cash out is a whole different bird. It's not allowed on FHA. It's not allowed on VA. That would be awesome because the FHA rates and the VA rates are really good now. The government rates are a lot better than the conventional. So they're responding more, than what the conventional rates are.
So if you have a loan right now and you're paying the mortgage insurance, the MIP mm-hmm. or whatever like that, and you do a cashback refinance because mm-hmm. you can't do it, I mean that will take the insurance off, right?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Okay.
And then that's another reason that Pete, like I said last week, I was talking about how the rates have come down. And there's three or four of them that I've originated in the last month that they had an escrow shortage.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a refinance. They're taking advantage of their equity. They're moving their loan into a 20-year loan now after they'd been in it two or three years and keeping the same payment. See? And
that's impressive when you can do that.
Yeah, that's the time to do it right now because, like I said, that the rates are going down. You can take advantage of the lower interest rates, especially if you have a FHA and VA loan.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, those rates are between 3.5 and 4 right now, depending on your credit score.
I tell you, one of the big advantages of doing the cash out refinance at the lower interest rates is restructuring your credit debt, moving your credit card debt that's at that 16.99% or maybe, you know, up to 27.99% and moving that into whatever mortgage rates are at now.
Right.
So, you know, exactly. It could be what, 4, 3 or whatever, but mm-hmm. that's significantly lower than 27 or even 17. So,
right. But
if you want to know where you're at, give us a call, 972-387-4600. If you have questions about, just general, what should I do? What about credit scores? Things like that. Send us your text, 877-881-1053, and we'll answer more of your mortgage mystery questions when we come mm-hmm. back on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I'm Tress Collins here with Mr. Gary Alexander. I always want to say Gary Bubba. Alexander the Great.
No, don't say that. Believe me. I can't live up to that.
But you are in your field, though. I mean, you've
My oldest son, his name is Grant, but he goes by Alexander the Grant.
Pa-cha-ching. All right. Clever boy.
He is a clever boy.
So... we're back. We have more text messages. Are you ready?
We're back.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. We actually have a shout out. Somebody says, we just closed on the home with you guys this past Thursday. Had a wonderful experience with Ken, Lydia, and finally Scott. Great experience with online fast tracks. Kept me up to date. Oh, fasttrackdocs.com kept me up to date on the entire process. I've closed and I'll continue to listen to this show. Thanks again. Woo! Yeah, that's awesome. Congrats.
That is awesome. The funny thing is, she says, "Finally, Scott." I'm going. That Scott is Scott Harden. Was the process?
Right? You're like,
and
who's
I
Scott?
Say, yeah. Well, that would be finally Scott. I mean, yeah, you started with Ken and Lydia helps out, but finally Scott. No, Scott was there the whole time. I'm going to tell you, he was the processor on the loan. He is one of the best processors around, and yes, he does make your home buying. Deal a very good experience, and he talks about the fast track lender docs. All right, what that is here at TexasLending.com is once you sign your disclosures, and we talked about disclosures a little while ago, your loan officer loads your name into this fast track lender docs, and what it does is it basically sends you an email and gives you a portal to upload all your documents right into the file.
Sweet. Right?
Yes. And once you've put all those documents in, it immediately goes to processing, and you're off and running.
So you don't have to fax.
No, you'd have to fax.
Or overnight.
Yeah, exactly. You have your own little portal where you upload. And then what happens is that situation, like they say, it keeps you updated. It lets you know when your file went to underwriting, when it came out of underwriting, that it was approved. And then it's back in for your clear to close.
Wow.
And then, hey, you're clear to close. You know, be sure and call us and tell us when you can close. So it's a really cool system. It's unlike any other that I've seen before. So it's really a good thing. And it's unique here to TexasLending.com.
I'm just kind of like, what the what?
Yeah, well, you haven't heard about
amazing.
That?
That's amazing. No.
Well, yeah,
well I've heard of Fast Track, but this is the first I've heard right. of FastTrack.com.
LenderDocs is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Fast Track is the approval process to basically get pre-approved to go
out. Right.
The purchase team does that. And then that's what Ken probably did. You talked to Ken, and he probably, you know, is very good at painting the picture for you of what you're going to need and everything. And then Lydia is a loan officer assistant, just now turned back to being a loan officer, and she helps proceed, make sure that you have everything in there, and then it's passed on to Scott, who puts it all together. And
he's
ships
the glue.
Ships it to the underwriter, yes. Finally, Scott. Yeah.
That's what you should start calling him. Hey, it's finally Scott.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yay, that's awesome. We love hearing things like that. So hopefully, if we have more questions to answer, maybe these other questions, they'll have good feedback to send our way, like in the next month or so as well. So are you ready to answer another question?
No.
I know you're not, but here you go.
I'm just kidding. I love it when they text in their questions. I like to be pushed to the boundaries of my brain in the mortgage world.
Well, that's good because
I can't go outside my boundary. I have to stay within my boundary.
Get your question in at 877-881-1053, and we'll answer your question like this one. Will a tax appraisal be good enough to remove PMI, or would I still have to have another appraisal done? Ooh, that's a good question.
No, the tax appraisal does not.
It's not good enough.
It's not good enough. There's also caveats in your loan paperwork. I don't have the information that if you go through all the fine print, it may say a certain time has to pass before you can, you know. But usually you would pay for an appraisal like Lyle Gallagher. We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and that just to let you know, he's going to be back by popular demand next Saturday to answer your appraisal questions on that Memorial Day weekend when you have nothing to do but listen to the TexasLending.com mortgage show.
And go buy a house.
At 8 o'clock
right.
on Saturday the morning of the Memorial
Beginning
Day
the weekend. Yeah, because that's what everybody does.
Yeah, but no, if you have appraisal questions.
He's the guy.
And yes, and if you go to Metroplex Appraisal, Lyle Gallagher is his name. They do have a tax appraisal fighter process where they can get you an appraisal to see if you can get rid of that mortgage insurance. But like I said, you've got to get into those loan docs to see exactly what the removal process is, because I've seen some where it says, hey, you can't remove it for 5 years. If you're buying FHA home now, the mortgage insurance is on there for life. So basically,
that's what I heard.
Basically that nobody keeps their mortgage for life.
Yeah.
Let's go. I mean, let's just say it. You know, the average turn time has gone down. Back in 2002, when it all started, back then the mortgage, the average mortgage was 18 years.
Wow.
It's less than five now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because, you know, the world they are always looking to, you know, get it better, you know.
Well, yeah, and I think technology in the technology field, I think that moves people.
Oh, yeah,
moves definitely. People more. And, I mean, look at the influx of people moving to the DFW area, which is why home appraisals have gone up, is because now we have a greater demand because, you know, bigger companies are moving here and...
Right, and it's very rare to find people that have stayed in a house, you know, for 30 years. Now, I see it on the cash-out refinance where they've stayed in their house for 30 years and kept the same loan at 6.5%, never refinanced.
You know, but now that they're doing cash out, they're, you know, well, that's better than the rate that I've got. You know, I go, yeah, it's 6.5.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing they realize is you've basically paid all the interest and now you're down to the principal. So it's kind of crazy, though.
My next door neighbors, they have lived in their house for 40 plus years.
Yeah. Is it paid off or did they?
Yeah. It was almost paid off, mm-hmm. but then they refinanced. They did a cashback refinance. Yep. Yeah, so, but...
They didn't call me.
actually, they didn't call you, but they called somebody else at Texas Lending.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
It was several years ago, but yeah. So I was like, wow, you've lived here longer than I've been alive. I mean, you know.
All right, Jess, now you're telling your story here.
Well, that was when I first moved into the house. I've lived there like 11 years now, so I'm not that youngin' anymore. All right, next up. Well, not that one. Is it difficult to get an FHA loan on a $325,000 home?
There's loan limits for FHA in the state of Texas. But if you're looking in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin area, the two highest areas are the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 13 counties around Dallas-Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. You can get up to $389,000.
On an FHA?
$389,500, yeah. So that means your loan amount could be $412. I mean, your purchase price could be $412 or something like that.
So if it goes above that, what do you do?
You have to do a conventional mortgage.
Oh, okay.
Or bring more money to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 325 is not a problem for FHA in the whole state of Texas. So depending on where you're buying, but there's higher areas in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Austin. Houston, I think, is 331 is around the limit there for them.
So it depends on the county.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Kind of depends on the county.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Yeah. So.
But yeah, give us a call up here. The purchase team's here.
Because you know, they can look that up rates, for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. And like I said, the interest rates on that FHA loan are going to be in the mid threes to high threes.
Sweet.
You know, if you have a decent credit score of 640 or so, I mean, that's about where I locked one this week. 640 credit score.
Yeah, so give us a call, 972-387-4600, and ask. Find out what county your house is in that you're interested in buying, and we'll go from there. So
yeah.
Send in your text question at 877-881-1053, and we'll get back to answering them when we come back from this break on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Hey, welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. Tress Collins here with Gary Alexander. We're going to dive into these questions that we have still rolling in.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say is just to let you know out there, if you got a jumbo loan at one time, you need to know that the limits for conventional have moved down to moved up to 480 something. So if you're driving around with a jumbo loan and it's less than 480, you might give us a call and we can do a conventional refinance and lower that jumbo rate.
Oh, be in the know.
Be in the
know. Mr. Gary Alexander.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely.
All right. You ready to finish these out?
Yep. Let's finish them.
And if you can, send us your questions, 877-881-1053, as we're coming to the end of the hour. Here we go. If my income and down payment fall in line, am I less likely to get a house if someone else wants the same house on a different loan?
Well, what you're talking about there is if you're offering $250 for a house, and let's say... some guy comes in and says, "Hey, I'll give you $255 cash." Yeah, what are they going to do? You know, they can move immediately. It just depends on what the loan program is. Rather, realtors and how realtors work with that, and how people look at it as each loan differently. If you're putting 20% down. And, you know, they've got, you've got a pre-approval from TexasLending.com that says, hey, this guy's good, 20% down. That's a good firm offer there. Anybody, like I said, it's 20% below, but if you're going up, it just depends. I mean, some people don't like FHA loans. I don't know, I have no reason why, but they feel like they might be a less qualified borrower.
And I guess it kind of maybe might depend on the seller. I mean,
Yeah. The seller has the right to make, you know, take the offers that they want. Now, I've seen some very creative realtors out there nowadays that paint a nice picture of their borrowers for the to give to the seller, and I've seen where that's really worked, where they've taken an offer that maybe not as good, but they felt like they liked the people that were moving into the house better than the other people. And
right.
Like I said, the realtor painted a nice picture of how this was a couple that had special needs child, and they really needed this home. And, you know, you can pull at the heartstrings for sure.
All right, Gary, we're in lightning round mode.
Okay.
But this next one has a lot of information, so
okay.
It's over here for you to read. My wife and I are working on our credit and saving for the next year. Currently, my lowest score is Experian 597. My highest is 654. My wife's current score is 678 at her highest, and her lowest is 550. As it stands now with a 3.5% FHA loan down, could you estimate our interest rate on a $280,000 house? Our combined income is $90,000.
Okay, so yeah, you have a lot of information there. Number one, you need to call TexasLending.com and talk to somebody on our purchase team. It looks like that you're buying. There's a reason why your score, that's a big variance between a high score of 678 and a low score of 550. And there's got to be a reason for it. And then that's why a loan officer here at TexasLending.com can help you with that. They can see maybe what the issue is on the credit. There might be a collection that you don't know about that's out there. There's something. I mean, there's something really crazy to have a high of 678 and a low of 550. And
that's quite a range.
Yeah, that's quite. And yours is 654. So what's the mid score? You know,
right? Because that's what y'all go off of,
yeah,
right?
The mid score is the important one. And so, like I said, I would just encourage you to call up here to the office and talk to a loan officer on the purchase team. And the FHA interest rate, like I said, you know, if you're working on it in a year, maybe you could get the scores up. But like I said, I locked one in the mid between 3.5% and 4%. This week.
All right. Well, give us a call, 972-387-4600. Ask for Gary, and he can crunch some numbers for you to get you a more accurate answer. All right, next up. My home in 10 acres is fully paid off. 9 acres are in farm use. Can I get a loan against to remodel? I was told I couldn't on the account my house is set at the back of the farmland.
Wow. I wonder when the house is set. I can't envision why that would be an issue. The house is at the back of the farmland.
Yeah.
I mean, they took the old...
9 acres in farm use.
They took the old ag exempt thing off a couple of years ago.
So now you can do a cash back refinance.
I would think you could do a cash back refinance, but I don't understand why the house being in the back 9 acres. Is that what... Is there, you know... I don't know. I have no idea without... more knowledge.
Yeah, give us a call, 972-387-4600, some more details so we can get you a more accurate answer. All right, I think we have time for a couple more. I have a 740 credit score and I'm a teacher. What are my options when buying a home?
You have a lot of options. There's some programs out there for teachers, what they call Homes for Heroes. I don't like them because they basically price your down payment into the interest rate. You charge a higher interest rate for your home. We have a 740 credit score. You know, I think your best option is if you're a first-time home buyer is the Home Possible Home Ready product, 3% down. Has a lower mortgage insurance than even FHA. And at a 740 credit score, you'd get a very good loan in that situation.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we have... I can't believe it. I'm looking at the clock. It's like, dang, we are like seconds left in the show. So...
Call us. Yes, 972-387-4600. There are loan officers here today until 2 o'clock to help you.
Yes. And my apologies if we did not get to your text message on the air. And my apologies, I usually reply to everybody's text messages, but there's a new text message thing in place, and I'm not able to reply to you all.
So you have to call our office.
You have to call. 972-387-4600. And the call is free. It just takes a little bit of time to find out where you're at, what's available to you, and it's well worth your time, especially if you're ready now, and you may not even know it.
Yeah, it sounds like you have lots of questions, and there's people here to answer them.
And that's the best part. So thanks for hanging out with us, Gary. As always, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
You.
And we look forward to seeing y'all here next Saturday on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.